The summer season is in full swing at the Lexington Village Theater up in Lexington. And tomorrow night, funny guy Dave Landau is going to be entertaining on stage at the Lexington Village Theater. He's on the line with us right now. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You're a Detroit area comedian. So where'd you grow up?
I actually grew up in Grosse Pointe Woods area.
Okay, east side guy.
Yeah, I grew up on the east side. Yes, sir.
Did some work with Second City, trained there when they had their training center in Detroit, too, right?
Yeah. I started downtown, and then I started stand-up at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak. So.
Well, take us back to that first time you stood on stage to do stand-up. I mean, how terrifying was that, or was it terrifying?
You know, it was definitely terrifying. And then when I got my first laugh, that definitely made me a little bit more comfortable. But I think there's always some point of discomfort when you're in front of a room of people. I mean, not anymore, really, because I do it for a living. But it definitely takes a while to get used to.
You never know what the audience is going to be like, though, do you?
No, you never do. It could be just, great people or awful drunks or three people or 1,000. You never know.
I was watching some of your clips on your website. Dave was on stand-up competition show on NBC?
Last Comic Standing.
I knew that. I lost it for a second. Last Comic Standing about 3 years ago. One of the finalists on there, and you had a tough panel to perform in front of. What was that like to perform, not just in front of a TV studio audience, but three professional comedians, including Roseanne Barr?
I'll tell you, it was interesting. I love Keenan Ivory Wayans, and he was one of the judges. And he was actually a hero of mine because I grew up watching him Living Color like every Sunday with my dad. So it was huge for me to do that, and it was definitely a little nerve-wracking. And then I actually got kicked off the show for offending Roseanne, which I didn't think was possible. She didn't get a joke, and I made fun of her for it. And the next thing you know, I wasn't on NBC anymore.
Well, so, that's the way that goes. But you stayed true to your, true to form. They described you as being an edgy comic. Now, you can be edgy just for the sake of being edgy, but your stories are real. I mean, you're a storyteller, really, aren't you?
Yeah, I actually just got back from L.A. where I was shooting a show for Comedy Central, which Tom Arnold was on, ironically.
Ironically enough.
Like Roseanne either. Yeah. It's actually called This Is Not Happening, where comedians tell true stories of your life. And I just filmed that in Hollywood 2 days ago. And that was, that was two different stories from my life. Both that took place in high school. And I'm very, very open and honest about my life. It's not really about being edgy or shocking. It's just, I've lived a certain kind of life and I enjoy sharing that with the audience. And I'm in recovery. I'm sober, and I've been sober for a long time. And it's just stories of my life that led me to the point where I'm like a normal dad that lives in the suburbs now, as opposed to a party animal that I once was.
Well, so what's life like for you now as that normal dad in the suburbs?
It's amazing. I've never been happier. You know, I have a 2-year-old son. He's watching Mickey Mouse right now, just so I can make this phone call, which is his favorite thing in the world. And married guy, and I'm just happy. It's probably extremely normal to a lot of people, and extremely lame, and I've never been happier.
You're at that level. Please don't take this the wrong way. You're at that level of your profession where you can go out with relatively, a relative amount of anonymity, and people probably don't stop you that much on the street, and yet you get to do what you love as a performer. You probably do get recognized some, but not to the point that it interferes with your life, right?
No, I get recognized just enough to, rub it in my wife's face. We'll be at a store, and I'll be like, sorry, I was just talking to a fan there, honey. My bad.
Much fun.
To act like a jerk, but no, it's great. I have a fan base, but it's nice to just live my life. I don't know if I envy that level of fame where you can't go anywhere or do anything. It always just seems that's never anything I wanted. You know, my whole goal was to be a stand-up comedian on television and just doing something that I love, and right now I'm living that. So it's really cool, and I'm not saying I wouldn't take fame and fortune or whatever, but it's just never, people's goal sometimes is just to be famous, and that's crazy to me. That's like just wanting to be the most popular person, and I don't get that,
Yeah, so it's easy in this country to be famous, I mean, relatively speaking, but to be really good at what you're doing and to be respected is a whole different thing. It takes a lot of hard work, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have Kim Kardashian, you have people that are just famous for famous, and then you have people that are, you know, then you have Marlon Brando, who's famous for quality. I mean, there's a difference, you know.
What has there been a pinch me moment? I'm sure you've had many that where you just were in a place and you said, I can't believe I get to do this or perform here. And where and when was that?
The first time I really experienced it was in 2003. Before I did any of this, I was in Lansing Community College, and all my friends and I, we'd go up to Michigan State where my brother lived, and we would watch Chappelle's show every single week. And 2 years later, I was opening for him at an arena for 7,000 people.
Wow.
And yeah, that was kind of a moment where I was like, oh, this is like real. You know, it was just the most exciting thing in the world.
I bet it was.
Oh, it's crazy. You know, and there's definitely, I think that was the first moment in my career. That and that same summer, I actually opened for Stephen Wright, who was a hero of mine at Meadowbrook. And that was definitely also just one of those moments that was incredible.
Is it hard to play a venue like Meadowbrook because you've got, you know, half your audience is sprawled out on the lawn, you know, drinking wine or drinking beer. You know, a few of them are up close. But is that a hard, I would think a small, you know, room at a comedy club is a lot easier to control than the lawn at Meadowbrook.
It depends who you're with, you know. Like, I've done Meadowbrook where I've been on one of the headliners. I've opened for Greg Giraldo, you know, God rest his soul. And it depends who's in the audience. Like, I've also opened for, like, Donna Summers when over at Freedom Hill, where it's like her audience couldn't have hated me more. And then they put me out at, like, 6 o'clock. And then she got mad at me because at the time I was smoking, and I was smoking, like, too close to her trailer or something, where it was just like, okay, so this woman's done mountains of blow at Studio 54. I can't have a cigarette within a half a football field of your trailer. So, and then totally lip synced. So, sorry, I know she's dead, but seriously.
There you go. You're not going to get secrets like this anywhere else, folks.
No. But yeah, like, but then I opened for the Doobie Brothers at DTE, and they were a lot of fun, and so was their audience. So it's kind of like, it just depends on who it is. Like, if the crowd's sharp and they're there to have a good time, they can be amazing, you know.
Well, this is taking you all over the country. And do you get tired of the travel, or do you like it?
No, I hate it. I hate being away from home, but, you know, we've learned to accept that it's just part of life, and it, you know, it does depend on where I go. Like, in a couple weeks, I'll be playing the MGM in Vegas, and that's a blast, and I like being there, like when my wife and I go to the Bahamas. But then there's a point where you're in, like, Hershey, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and you kind of just want to kill yourself. So it just depends on, you know, where you're at, really, to kind of make it a good week. But no, if I could punch a clock and just walk outside my door and go do comedy 9 to 5, that'd be nice, you know. But this is the life we've chosen, and it's worth it.
Have you been up to Lexington before?
I have. I think I played there maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I love the theater. I love the area. I mean, being from Michigan, I love Michigan audiences and Michigan venues like that, so it's always kind of a blast to play.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, Dave Landau. Tickets still available at the Lexington Village Theater in Lexington. Go to the website to check it out at the LexingtonVillageTheater.com. Dave, good luck tomorrow night. Safe travels, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. Okay. Bye-bye.